Increasingly, Somalis and other East Africans from Seattle are going up to Alaska to work in the fishing industry. Fishing is big in both Somalia and Alaska, but that's about the extent of the similarity. Today, we kick off a special series about what life is like for this new wave of seafood processing workers. Jessica Partnow has the story of a Somali refugee working in a small town in Alaska's Aleutian Islands.
Abdi Rahman Shire moved to Seattle just so he could go up to Alaska.
I'm from Somalia.
When he first came to the U.S. in 2012, he struggled to find a job. He bounced around for a while until he found work at a Tyson chicken factory in Kentucky. That's when he got a call from a friend, another Somali guy he'd known back in the refugee camp.
They say, Abdi, why you was in Kentucky? There is no money in Kentucky. Come to Seattle, then you go Alaska. You're making good money.
Sounded like a pretty good deal.
I say, how much money? When you stay 3 months or 4 months, you're making $9,000. I say, whoa, my God, there is too much money.
The job starts at minimum wage, which is $8.75 in Alaska. And as long as there's fish, most places will give you at least 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. With all that overtime, it's like starting a job at $45,000 a year. Plus, the company covers room and board, so the idea is you can really save up. So in June, Abdi packed his bags and flew to Dutch Harbor for a job with Westward Seafoods. Dutch Harbor is way out in the Aleutian Islands. It takes 3 hours to fly there, from Anchorage. In a plane so small, you have to tell them how much you weigh.
But, you know, this is an important community in Alaska. This is the largest fishing port in North America.
This is Don Goodfellow, who runs the plant where Abdi works. The seafood industry means this tiny town has people from all over the world.
This is really kind of an ethnic melting pot. You can sit down in our galley at lunchtime and hear five or six different languages being spoken at any given time.
Don says we probably eat fish in Seattle that came from Dutch Harbor all the time. A lot of it is pollock, a ground fish that gets made into things like the fillet of fish at McDonald's or a bag of frozen fillets you'd buy at Costco. Abdi works on the processing line.
Here there is belt, and here there is another belt.
He stands at a junction where one conveyor belt slopes down to meet another. Workers are lined up all along the belts. They're wearing hard hats and hairnets and rain gear under long rubber aprons. Everything smells like fish. First, the fish get headed, gutted, and cleaned. Then the pinkish-white fillets are piled into a green plastic basket, which comes down the conveyor belt towards Abdi.
Then me, I pick up this basket, I put another belt.
He picks up the basket, weighs it on a little scale, and puts it on another conveyor belt. And that's it, all day. He says it can get really boring.
Sometimes you say, maybe today there's no more fish.
Abdi walks with a limp from an old injury. He laughs all the time, which shows off a snaggly front tooth that points almost straight out. He claims people say he looks younger than 44. Inside the factory, he wears heavy-duty rubber boots with a warm wool liner inside. It's pretty cold in there. There's no windows, just fluorescent lighting. The machinery is loud. Sometimes, Abdi likes to remind himself of where he really is.
Always I say Alaska when I feel boring. I say Alaska.
It's become his nickname.
Most people, when they call me, they say Alaska.
The plant is like its own little world. The galley and the bunkhouse are right across from the factory. You need a lot of sleep. So Abdi says he almost never leaves. He wakes up at 5 a.m.
I take my shoes, I take my jacket, I take my badge, 4 o'clock, I take some breakfast, then I go to production.
His shift runs from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days a week. Lunch is at 11.
Okay, you get a tray and a spoon. There's garlic bread, spaghetti.
Today is a good food.
You like that?
Me and Ali, we love him this food.
Abdi usually eats with his friend Ali, that same guy who first told him about Alaska. Lunch goes by fast. Then it's time for a quick cigarette outside the plant and back to the line. As a Muslim, Abdi has to step away from his work to pray.
5 times I pray every day.
He prays next to a row of lockers in the break room. He uses a napkin as a makeshift prayer rug just for his forehead. But it's a challenge. This year he decided not to fast during the holy month of Ramadan. The days in Alaska are just too long.
You can't pick up a hard job and more hungry for 16 hours, sometimes 22 hours.
He did take one day off at the end of Ramadan. It's the only day he didn't work all summer. He said that Muslims working at all the different seafood plants got together to celebrate. When his shift ends, Abdi clocks out and eats dinner in the galley. Then, the best part of this job, the room.
It's good, like hotel.
He lucked out and got a room that would normally be for three people all to himself.
This is my room, 202.
There are two bunk beds plus a single twin. That's where Abdi sleeps. He bought a fuzzy blanket with a tiger on it in Seattle.
This is my bed.
He checks out DVDs from the library to watch on his laptop at night. He usually makes it through a whole episode of Burn Notice before falling asleep. Abdi's saving the money he earns here to help his family in Somalia. Last year, he sent $4,500 to his younger brother, who bought a taxi. Now he doesn't have to send him any more money.
Because he has car, taxi. He has life.
This year, he's planning to help his next brother get into long-haul trucking. After a few more seasons and a few more siblings, Abdi says he'll be ready to start building his own life in the U.S. For KOW, I'm Jessica Partnow.